This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israel Defense Forces confirmed early Friday that it had notified residents in Gaza City to leave for, quote, their own safety and protection after it vowed to annihilate Hamas after its fighters stormed through towns and villages in southern Israel last week. As the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says, its shelters in Gaza are, quote, not safe anymore and warns water is running out for residents. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his diplomatic push in the region with stops Saturday in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Saudi foreign minister in Riyadh before heading to Abu Dhabi to meet with the United Arab Emirates president. The focus is on reducing civilian suffering, trying to negotiate the release of some 120 hostages Hamas is believed to still be holding, and preventing the conflict from spreading. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
As Palestinians stream out of Gaza in effort to heed Israel's warning to evacuate, the UN is warning Israel against the strategy. Speaking to reporters Friday, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it has already led to a humanitarian crisis.
The situation in Gaza has reached a dangerous new low. The horrific terror attacks by Hamas on Israel that killed more than 1,200 people and injured thousands more last Saturday were followed by intense bombardment of Gaza that has already killed 1,800 people and injured thousands more.
The UN Secretary General urged Israel to rethink their plan, saying moving more than 1 million people across a densely populated war zone to a place with no food, water, or accommodation is extremely dangerous and in some cases simply not possible. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports the obesity problem in the United States is growing. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The CDC reports the latest data indicates that last year, in 22 U.S. states, 35% or more of the adult population was considered obese, defined as having a body mass index of 40% or more of body fat. That's up from 19 states the year before. And the CDC noted 10 years ago, no U.S. state had an obesity rate of more than 35%. The CDC reports every U.S. state currently has an obesity rate of at least 20%. The agency said additional support for obesity prevention and treatment should be made an urgent priority. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have nominated conservative Representative Jim Jordan by a vote of 124 to 81 Friday in a chaotic third day of attempting to elect a speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, Jordan needs substantially more support to win a full floor vote next week to become the person who will be second in the presidential line of succession.
The U.S. House of Representatives at a standstill, unable to pass any legislation sending aid to Israel or Ukraine until lawmakers hold a full floor vote next week to decide if conservative Republican Jim Jordan will become Speaker. Jordan, a nine-term congressman known for his investigations into the Biden administration, won the Republican conference vote 124 to 81 in a secret ballot. He now has several days to build support to get to the 217 votes he needs to be elected. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is expected to win the support of all 212 Democrats when the decision goes to a full House floor vote. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
People took shelter in Tel Aviv on Saturday as rocket raid sirens sounded across the coastal city. The Israeli military confirmed that rocket sirens have been sounded in Tel Aviv and surrounding cities as of Saturday night. Some 1,300 people were killed in a brutal onslaught that left Israel in profound shock, both at the scale of the killing and the horrifying mobile phone footage and reports from medical and emergency services of atrocities in the towns and kibbutzes that were overrun. In response, Israeli jets and artillery have subjected Gaza to the most intense bombardment it has ever seen, putting the enclave, home to 2.3 million Palestinians, under total siege. Gaza authorities say more than 2,200 people have been killed, a quarter of them children, and nearly 10,000 wounded. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.